We'll turn to Genesis chapter 5. Have some thoughts, I think, that are of interest to all of us as believers. Causes us to think sometimes in realms that perhaps seem foreign. The reality of walking with God. And that's the passage we'd like to look at in Genesis chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. It tells us that Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. For one other verse found in the sixth chapter, well, actually two verses, the eighth verse, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. We'll let that suffice for the reading right now, but I'd like to make some comments regarding this experience that's recorded for us in the lives of two people. And incidentally, I think they are the only two that this kind of reference is made to them in the Old Testament. Enoch, we're introduced to the thought that he lived. I think that's quite interesting, but it changes the word, and later on it writes, and Enoch walked. He walked with God, and I think this teaches us something about communion. I'd like to just give a little definition of what it means to walk with God. Incidentally, it is only applied to Enoch and Noah. It takes into account the most intimate, confidential communion, intercourse that's possible with God. Walking with God. And that word God in these passages is defined as Elohim. It carries the thought with it of a walking, as it were, by the side of God. We like to think about that, and we sing a song, He walks with me and He talks with me along life's way. Communion and fellowship are something that in the hearts of most of God's people at some point in time we would like to experience closeness with God. You may hear people from time to time, God seems so far away. He seems so remote. I just can't seem to establish contact with Him. What we're reading about here is someone that enjoyed communion and fellowship on a level that most, if we're going to take the experiences of those that we know and what people have to say, they don't experience this. The song that says, just a little closer walk with thee, Lord. Just a little closer walk. Indicating that I would like some of that close communion and fellowship with God. In the book of James, we read that if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. I suppose the thing that each one of us will be asking ourselves, well, how do you get near to Him? How do you get near to God? That's the question, isn't it? That's what we want answered. How do I get near to Him? He seems so far away. I know He loves me. I know that His grace and mercy have certainly been demonstrated wonderfully. How do you get close to God? I want to walk with God. I want that experience. Well, I started out by saying, you know, with Enoch, it said at the beginning, he lived. But then it changes and says that after the after this birth of this child, it says he walked with God. He walked with God. What the significance of the birth of his son? I'm not sure. It does tell us that indeed something took place. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I've looked at it and read it a number of times. It still carries with it some difficulty. In one arriving at a point that he can say definitively, I do believe I am truly walking with God. Now, we wouldn't have any question about him being with us, would we? He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God's presence with us. But for each one of us to make any adjustments that are necessary in the course of life to make it possible for me to say with any certainty and any feeling of assurance that I am really walking with God. It means an individual fellowship that is enjoyed. Some people might not value this. I think you always have to bring into the picture the fact that many of God's people are just satisfied to be saved. I'm saved and I'm on the way to heaven and that's it. Brother, leave me alone. Now, I've trusted Christ as my Savior and I know I'm saved. I know my sins are forgiven and leave me alone. I got to get on with life. Well, if you borrowed the whole concept that Paul introduces into the picture, for me to live is Christ. It seems that even among believers, very often there's a strong desire to make your place in this world. The world can become a very attractive place. The world, the flesh, and the devil are really a threat. And even a believer can become so enamored with what is in this world and the things of this world that walking with God doesn't seem like it's very important. I noticed that in the Scofield Bible, they give a note. If you have a Scofield Bible, you'll notice this. It says Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he becomes a type of the saints who will be caught up before the tribulation. That's us. He is a type of the church, the believer in the world today that awaits that moment in time when the Lord Jesus Christ will return and the church, the body of Christ, will be caught away to be with our Savior. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, Noah is a type of the Israelitish people and how they will be preserved through the tribulation period. And we believe that will be a reality. We won't be here, thank God for that. We won't. I don't believe we will have any part in that tribulation, but that feat at least sets before us the significance of these two men and the fact that they walked with God. But my interest has fallen more upon Enoch because he enjoyed something that it has to come into your heart and mind from time to time. Like any person that you like and enjoy being with, delight thyself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. No question about it, the psalmist over and over sets before us how delightful it is to enjoy intimate fellowship and communion with God. And I think all of us would say, yeah, I want some of that. I want that fellowship. I want that communion with God. Well, no question about it that there is a cost involved. It will require that we be not conformed to the ways of the world. The things of the world will not occupy first place. We will have our hearts and souls fixed upon Him. And we will consider every day a delightful opportunity of an encounter with God in the intimacy of fellowship and communion. Walking with God. You must say, well, this fellow Enoch, he must not have had anything else to do. Not a whole lot is said about what his life was involved with. When you get over to the book of Jude, you read this, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, speaking of a time of when judgment will be executed, and the ungodly. If you remember that 15th verse, it's a reminder that to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. He did a whole lot more than you probably thought he did. He was involved in preaching. He had a family, you know, and he recognized that responsibility. He had to take care of his family. Yet, all of these things were accomplished in his life. So, one of the things that I hear most often regarding activity within the body of Christ and being a part of a local body and being actively involved is, you just don't know how busy I am. As I've often said, and you know it to be true, there's a lot of pressure upon young people today living in this world and trying to make ends meet, working more than one job sometimes, and a host of other things that are very legitimate, just trying to keep everything together. Yes, we know that. Would that rule out the possibility of this being a reality in your life? I don't think so. Our God is able. I know some young couples, young men and women, they're very busy. Just as busy, I have just as much on their plate as anybody else, but they walk with God. They're consciously aware of His presence with them every day. They value it so much that I dare not take a step without Him. And if there's one thing you learn in life, if you do something and enjoy doing it, you'll do it again more likely, won't you? You have to cultivate that kind of interest that this is very valuable for me. I enjoy this. This time spent in the presence of God, walking with God. Communion and fellowship on a level that many, many, perhaps, never experience. Does it become very meaningful to you? Is it something you value so much that you put aside other things? So often, it's just the reverse. You may approach someone and say, I haven't seen you lately. Haven't been to the meeting. How you getting along spiritually? Well, and then they'll introduce a list of things that are happening, and it's an excuse, I suppose, for not having devoted themselves to fellowship and communion with the Lord. I'm not saying it's not possible to be out of touch with God's people and still be in fellowship with the Lord. I'm not saying that. No, never. But I do know this, that fellowship with God's people contributes so often to the kind of fellowship and communion with God that is so satisfying, because when we are together, and each member of the body supplying that need to every joint that's in the body, it becomes very meaningful. So, it goes without saying that I believe Enoch had many, many responsibilities, but he made a time for God, walking with God. I listened to someone a few weeks ago telling how much they valued the time they spent with a very godly saint. They didn't have opportunity too often to spend time with this person, but they did confess time spent with that believer is just about as close as any contact I have with God. I am drawn into the kind of intimacy and communion with God that I delight in. I covet it for myself. Other people can contribute to this. We soon find that out. This is not for that believer that is shallow. It's not for that believer that doesn't have an appetite for spiritual things and doesn't value communion and fellowship with God. Somewhere back there early on, God detected in Enoch and he detected in Noah men that he had created that had a true heart for God. I like to think that every one of us, again, potentially, we can be everything that God expects of us. You see, that's where responsibility lies with every believer. I am responsible before God. He is sovereign, no question about that. But indeed, awesome responsibility is lying right at my feet. There is opportunity there for fellowship and communion with God. This brother was telling me, he said, I would drive a long ways just to spend the day with this believer. I cherish the thought that we spend time together. We are weighing the truths in the Word of God. We are relishing the sweetness of the promises that God has made in His Word. There's one other passage of Scripture found in Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? And of course, that does come into the picture and becomes very prominent. You can fellowship and commune with others mostly on the basis of agreement regarding what is found in the Word of God. And this sometimes will mark a division because there are different levels of understanding of what is in the Word of God. So we need to study together. We need to grow together. We were talking Sunday, about this problem of not proper developing, maturing in the Lord. I think Enoch was a mature believer. I think that man had come upon something. The Spirit of God had to do it. But he had made something so real and precious to him that he walked with God. You may have heard all kinds of little stories about how he walked with God. And one day, they were closer to the dwelling place of God than they were to his earthly home. He'd just been raptured out of this world, so to speak. And God says, no use going back today. Just go on home with me. Come on home with me. And I do believe that there were no limitations placed upon the change that took place. That change that will take place when you and me, we see him, we shall be like him. Translated into that image that God wants to see in every one of us. New creatures in Christ Jesus. Glorified bodies. Don't know how much you think about walking with God, but I believe there's much to be gained by searching out in the Scriptures things that will draw your heart closer to God. The intimacy of fellowship and communion with God. There's no indication that anyone else perhaps observed what was happening here. Was it done undercover? Was it something that was experienced and others didn't take note of it? It'd be wonderful that if every time one of us was missing from our daily contacts with others, where is that brother or sister today? Spending time with God, just walking, communion and fellowshipping with God, just taking some time out and spending some time with God. That's important. We're so busy. We're so wrapped up in the things in this life that we think are so important. Take time to spend time with God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We're so thankful that we have so much that we can contact Thee about, and we can tell Thee from the depths of our souls how much we appreciate what you have done and what you've provided. We never dreamed that we could come into this place of intimacy and fellowship with Thee, but you've made it real. Oh, make it a reality in every one of our lives every day so that we will look forward to every moment. It will be cherished moments and hours and days and times in which we're walking in communion with Thee. It's in the name of the Lord Jesus we ask this. Amen.